السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وحضرت ما يسبت يساب رحمة الله عليه. He used to recite this. These words of Hazrat Shaki Makhtar Sahib رحمة الله عليه. There's a lot of lesson, lot of sabak to be taken. Lazzate zikre naame khuda hai chaman aur ghaflat ki dunya hai dashto daman. Lazzate zikre naame khuda hai chaman aur ghaflat ki dunya hai dashto daman. لذتِ ذکرِ نامِ خدا ہے چمن. A person, when he's making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, enjoyment he gets in being in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is like being in a garden, being in a beautiful garden. By coming this way, the person behind me. Come, sir. The boys come here. Pull up, Mr. Musa and Patel, or come, sir. Indeed. So making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, meaning being in the remembrance of Allah ta'ala. The person can be taking the name of Allah, but he is not in the remembrance of Allah. Like a person can be reading namaz, but in that namaz he is not thinking of Allah Ta'ala. So a person can be making zikrullah, but while he is making zikrullah also, he is not in the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala. True zikr, Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali used to explain, true zikr is to fulfill whatever command of Allah Ta'ala is directed at us at that time. Whatever command of Allah Ta'ala is directed at us at that time, if a person is fulfilling that command of Allah Ta'ala, that is true zikrullah. Not to say that if a person takes the name of Allah Ta'ala with half concentration or quarter concentration, it won't have benefit. The name of Allah Ta'ala is so great that if a person takes the name of Allah Ta'ala even without proper concentration, it will have some effect. It will have some benefit. The true dhikrullah, when a person is really living his life in the obedience of Allah Ta'ala, following the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then it is like he is in beautiful gardens, surrounded by fragrant roses, fragrant flowers, in the shade of trees. And on the other hand, when a person is living a life of ghaflat, life of heedlessness, is unconcerned of his actions, is not mindful of Allah Ta'ala, then that is like a rubbish dump. That is like being in a rubbish dump. But there are people, even in a rubbish dump, when more dirt comes, they get excited. There are people, for them it is out of zarurat, out of necessity, right? So we're not pointing fingers at them. But how we would view that, right? So using it as an example, there are people, I don't know if you have been to a rubbish dump anytime, you went to dump anything. So there are people that wait there at the rubbish dump. Although it's stinking, it's smelling, there's flies, there's dirt everywhere, there's big TLBs and pot footers and everything moving around there, right, to press all the garbage down, But there are people that wait there. When you come to throw your dirt, so they now, that's like a treasure hunt for them. The dirt is like a treasure hunt. They get excited when more dirt comes. They go to see now what they can salvage, what they can get. And this, unfortunately, has become our condition. That when the dunya spews out its filth to us, although it's filthy, it's dirty, it's going to lead to so much of problems, so much of difficulty, but we get excited. We get excited and we are running to that filth. Just see, one new restaurant must open. Now everybody is running there. We have to go and eat there. Whether that food is doubtful, whether it is halal, whether it is, there's no question of it being tayyib. And now we need to run there. Whether when I go and sit there, music is going to be playing, I'm not bothered. I'm going to go sit there with my family. I'm looking at other people's families, other people are looking at my family. I'm not bothered. All the gunas that may go with it, I'm not bothered. To me, that's a new treasure now. I just need to run there, need to jump there. Anything that the dunya spews out, we become excited, we want to run to it. Whereas, if it is putting us into a ghaflat, then that is like a rubbish dump. Like a rubbish dump. It's got no value. We should be running far away from it. I'm not reading the whole share. I'm just choosing few couplets that is of ibrat for us, of, you know, lesson that we can take.
ये जरूरी गुनाहों को भी छोड़ दे, ये जरूरी गुनाहों को भी छोड़ दे, असल हिजरत नहीं सिर्फ तरके वतन.
It is necessary to give up gunas, necessary to give up sins. Otherwise, it is not really a hijrat. It is just a person left his hometown and went to another town. It's not truly a hijrat if we don't give up gunas. In one hadith sharif, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that who is a muhajir? A true muhajir is that person who makes hijrat from that which Allah Ta'ala has prohibited. Person makes hijrat from that which Allah Ta'ala has prohibited. That is also a hijrat. In fact, that is true hijrat. So in our life, sometimes we want to go for umrah. Very good. We want to go for umrah. Sometimes we want to go and sit for i'tikaf. Very, very good. We want to go in jamaat. Excellent. You want to go and sit in the khanqah, very good. You want to travel for programs, very good. But what is the niyat behind all of it? What is the objective behind all of it? Is it just to sign the book? I attended majlis. Is it just another feather in the cap? I went for umrah again this year. Went for umrah again next year. Or is it now, I did my 40 days. Last 10 years I'm doing 40 days every year. Last 20 years I'm sitting for i'tikaf. I've got my spot there. I sit for i'tikaf every year. Is it just for that? Or are we giving up gunas? If we're not giving up the life of sin, we're not giving up the life of guna, life of sin, whatever our evils may be, each one of us, we are aware of our own evils. It's very easy to point at other people. It's very easy to gossip about other people. Sometimes somebody's guna becomes public. Somebody's guna sometime becomes public. And sometime we don't even know if the person is really guilty. We don't even know if the person is really guilty. But without even finding out, we just start blabbing away or just forwarding. You just got one message. You got one message on the phone. Somebody is being accused of something. We didn't even find out. We didn't make any tahqiq. We asked. You checked the message. You got the message about this masjid and that masjid. You got the message. I'll forward it to you. I'll send it to you. Did you even find out before sending it? What is the story behind this? And is it even our business? You receive a message, some ilzam is made on somebody, some bad is spoken about somebody, delete the thing. Why do we even need to know further? Delete it, got nothing to do with us. Delete it. But we will just forward things. Any evil, any wrong, we just forward. We don't even make tahqiq, don't even find out. If we want to forward, at least make tahqiq. There is one hadith sharif of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Kafa bil mar'i kadhiban ay yuhaddith kulla ma sami'a. It's sufficient for a person to be a liar that he narrates everything that he hears. Everything that he hears, he just narrates it. In other words, he doesn't find out, is this true, is this false, and he just wants to carry on. And in today's zamana, he just wants to forward, just forward, forward. And we don't even know what the reality is. So, there are so many gunas like this. Guna is not only gambling, adultery, intoxicants. Those are not the only gunas. Ghibat also is guna. Slander is guna. False accusation is guna. Insulting people is guna. Jealousy is a sin. All these things are gunas. All these are sins. So sometimes we may be wearing kurta, topi, pagri, miswak, champal, everything. Outwardly, people look at us as very pious people. No? Very, very pious people these are. Right? We're wearing the garb of piety, but what filth we're carrying in our hearts. What filth we're carrying in our hearts. Those gunas we are not even bothered about. So a true muhajir is a person who makes hijrat from everything that Allah Ta'ala has prohibited. So these good deeds must continue. So I was saying that sometime somebody's fault gets exposed. Right? Sometime somebody's guna gets exposed. Somebody's weakness gets exposed. So we're very quick to point fingers. Ah, but how could he do that? How could he do this? But we don't check ourselves. Why are we not quick to point at ourselves? Allah Ta'ala is there to forgive. Right? We sometimes condemning somebody when Allah has already forgiven that person. That person may be having certain gunas, but there's also certain good deeds. Right? So, there may be certain gunas the person is involved in. But then he's got some good deeds also. And maybe that good deed is so beloved to Allah Ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala overlooks all his guna. There is one hadith sharif that there was one person, he didn't have too much of ibadat in his life. He may have been fulfilling all his faraiz, wajibat. He didn't have too much of optional deeds, extra deeds, etc. in his life. But he was a businessman. So he used to deal with people now, buying, selling, whatever. But he instructed his sons that, see, you must be lenient with people. Be lenient with people. If somebody is owing us money also, be lenient with them, give them time. I'm just giving you the mafhum of the hadith. And if somebody is really battling, can't pay, then write off the debt also. Make them mad. So this person, when he passed away, or when he will come in front of Allah Ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah, then Allah Ta'ala will say that we are more worthy of overlooking and forgiving. That this banda was overlooking and he was forgiving and he was so lenient, we are more worthy of doing these things. In other words, Allah Ta'ala is more worthy of being lenient, of being forgiving. So forgive him. Whatever his gunas are, forgive him. Then go. And on the other hand, I was listening to one bayan of Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali today. Hazrat is saying that you think it's easy to sit and give a bayan. Sometimes if people are not given an opportunity to give bayan, they get offended. But he said that the person who is giving bayan, how much he'll be taken to task on the day of Qiyamah. That you spoke this, you spoke that, where was your amal? Why are you speaking things you are not doing? There is wa'id, warning in the hadith of that person who he speaks one thing, but then in private he is engaging in the same gunas. So Hazrat mentioned that the Ahlullah, they don't want to give bayans. After they give bayans, they cry to Allah Ta'ala, ask Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness. So the people who will be taken to task, the person, he was a knowledgeable person, but he was using his knowledge to get name and fame. The mujahid, he uses strength to be called brave. The wealthy person uses wealth so people praise him, he's very charitable and whatever. Those people will be flung into Jahannam. So we mustn't be fooled. We mustn't be fooled with our outward appearance and feel now, no, we are, you know, Poncello, we are gone very high now. Nobody can touch us. We don't have gunas because we're not gambling, we're not drugging, we're not womanizing, so we got no guna. No. There's so many other sins. So many other sins that we can be involved in. Looking down on people is a guna. So many gunas. So we must make hijrat from all these gunas. If Allah Ta'ala is taking a person for Umrah, now that is like a small hijrat. He's leaving his home and he's going to Baytullah. He's going to Madinah Munawwara. So this must be a turning point in his life. Now I'm making this suffer. Allah Ta'ala is taking me. Allah Ta'ala is going to take me. I'm going to inshallah see the house of Allah, the Baytullah, the Kaaba Sharif. Now after my eyes have seen this Kaaba Sharif, then I'm not going to use this eyes for any haram now. Now that Allah Ta'ala has allowed for me to go in front of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and make salam personally to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, this dirty tongue of mine that I used for so much of filth, Allah Ta'ala now allowed me. Now this tongue is not going to be used for haram now. So the person, if he's thinking like that, then every sin of his, he's making tawbah, he's making istighfar. He knows now all the social media platforms is all full of filth and guna, I'm deleting everything. While I'm uploading my Nusuk app, I'm deleting all the other things now. I'm not going to go back to it. I'm going to delete it, finish, I'm going to forget the passwords and everything. It's all gone, deleted, khalas. I don't want that now. I'm going to empty that recycle bin also. Everything must go away. Now I only want to upload Noor now. Now I'm uploading Noor. I'm charging up with Noor, charging up with the love of Allah Ta'ala, with the love of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. All this other filth, the connection to shaitan, I don't want. Allahu waliyyul ladina amanu yukhrijuhum minal dhulumati ilan Noor. Allah Ta'ala is the friend of the believers. He takes them out of darkness, puts them into light. So Allah Ta'ala, when He makes a person go in Jamaat, He makes a person set for itikaf, He allows a person to go to Haramain Sharifain, He allows a person to attend dini gatherings, go to an ijtima, whatever. That is Allah Ta'ala taking the person out of the rubbish dump and He's taking the person into the garden. From the dashto daman, He's taking him into the chaman. From the zulumat, He's taking him into the noor. And now if we still want to carry all that filth with us and come back to the same filth, then what an injustice is it? What an injustice it is. So if we don't give up gunas, then you just left one place, you went to another place, you caught one plane ride or one train ride or one train ride or whatever you caught and came back and it just, that's it. What difference does it make? No, there must be a change, a whole change, a metamorphosis. The whole change needs to take place. Allah Ta'ala's system is such. The alchemy of the world, people who have learned the art of alchemy, so they can change sand to gold. They change sand to gold. Kimya, you know, alchemy. They change sand to gold, stone to gold. That's the alchemy of the dunya. The kimya of Allah Ta'ala, the alchemy of Allah Ta'ala is that Allah Ta'ala can take filthy, dirty ones like us and turn us into Ahlullah, Awliya Allah. Person can be filthy, dirty, head to toe is full of gunas. Every sin, the biggest sinner, we must consider ourselves to be the worst sinner. Ilahi gunahgar banda hume. Ya Allah, I am your sinful banda. Head to toe I am covered in sins. But the alchemy of Allah Ta'ala can take that same person, the full of gunas, full of sins, and Allah Ta'ala can transform him. When Allah Ta'ala can take wine is off grape juice. The wine which is haram, a metamorphosis can take place. It can change. Whole tabdeer mahiyat, the whole thing changes. And now it becomes vinegar. When it becomes vinegar, now it's halal. So Allah Ta'ala can change us. Whatever our dirty hearts may be, Allah can change it. Our Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali used to make dua that, Ya Allah, You have given the doctors, the specialists, the knowledge, the technology to transplant physical hearts. They do heart transplant. Say, Ya Allah, what is it difficult for You to transplant a spiritually healthy heart for me? Change this heart of mine. Give me a spiritually healthy heart. A heart that is full of Your noor, full of Your marifat, full of Your qurb. What is it difficult for Allah Ta'ala? Delay is from our part. Delay is from our part. We want to stick to the life of sin. We don't want to let go. We don't want to cut that cord that's attaching us to shaitan. Ye zaruri gunaho ko bhi chhod de, asli hijrat nahi, sirf tarke watan. Person can go right there into Madina Munawara. Dosto ye hai shehre Madina, جس سے اسلام پھیلا جہاں میں. او فرینڈز, دس از دا سٹی آف مدینہ منورہ, فرام وے اسلام اسپریڈ ان دا ہول ورلڈ. A person can go right there into Madina Munawara, and Islam don't come in his heart. Islam don't come in his heart, in totality. So Hazrat used to say, is like a person who goes to the Niagara Falls, goes to the Niagara Falls, and he holds his bucket upside down. There's millions of liters of water coming down. He goes right to the Niagara Falls, but he got his bucket upside down. So he comes back with a dry bucket. He says, no, no water. His own fault. But if somebody had the bucket the right side, in a second his bucket will be full. 1 second his bucket is full. So much of water is cascading down. So he says, ضروری گناہوں کو بھی چھوڑ دے. اصل ہجرت میں ہی صرف ترک وطن.
بالیقی پائے گا نسبت اولیاء, بالیقی پائے گا نسبت اولیاء, جس کے دل کو لگی ہے خدا سے لگن.
یو ول گیٹ دا نسبت آف دا اولیاء اللہ. We think sometimes that these things only happened in times of Sahaba Nanum and happens, you know, in the times of the past. The person, he didn't give me the whole experience, right? Didn't give me his whole experience. But he just sent a message to query something. And then he told me that I will share my experience with you. In other words, when we meet, he will explain to me what he experienced. But from the question he asked, I realized that this person, he was blessed with the vision of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when he went to make salam. This is not 100 years ago and 200 years ago. This is now, a couple of days ago. So, the delay is from our part. Everything is still there. All the noor of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all the barakat, everything is still there. At the Kaaba Sharif, the same anwarat that were cascading down there from time immemorial is still happening now. If we don't have our hearts tuned in, that's our problem. Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali used to give this example. See, if a person got a radio, you know, the radio is off, you hear nothing. The waves, the frequency, the waves is all there everywhere in the atmosphere. So you need to tune the radio in. If you tune it in and you catch the station, now you hear a lot of things. But if you don't tune in, you hear nothing. So like that, the frequency of Allah Ta'ala's love, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's love, Marifat-e-Ilahi, Muhabbat-e-Ilahi, Qurb-e-Ilahi, the Muhabbat of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all these frequencies are there. If we're not tuning into it, it's our fault. Allah Ta'ala has given us the heart. The heart is the equipment. The only thing that can contain the noor of Allah Ta'ala is the heart. Allah Ta'ala has given it to us. If we're not using that heart to tune in, we are using the aqal, which is all the knobs, the buttons to tune in. The akal, the eyes, the ears, the tongue. We're using it in all the wrong stations. Then how is that heart going to get tuned in? You bring it all in the right stations. Now there will be something else. When Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali was making tawaf one day, he gave his experience. He was being pushed on the wheelchair. He said, that was one of the best tawafs of my life. He was feeling so down that the first time that now he won't be able to make tawaf walking. Because he was very not well at the time. The first time he won't be able to make tawaf walking. He was feeling so down that now he has to sit in the wheelchair. But he had no choice. He had to sit in the wheelchair. They say that was the best tawaf of my life. And Hazrat described every corner of the Kaaba Sharif. What he experienced, what was happening at every corner of the Kaaba Sharif. As if to say, like how this fire hose, how they spray water to put off a fire. At every corner of the Kaaba Sharif is like a fountain of Noor. That is drenching the people that are making tawaf. Different colors. One Buzurg was sitting and all of a sudden he told his people who were with him that some wali of Allah Ta'ala has entered the haram. They got like surprised that how does he know? I mean, he's sitting here, we all sitting with him, and he's making a statement that some wali of Allah Ta'ala has entered the haram. So they asked him. So he said, no, you can see it. The different colors. The different atmosphere. The whole atmosphere changed. You can see it. The wali of Allah Ta'ala came. And why won't it be like that? Why won't it be like that? When somebody is coming to our house, distinguished person, esteemed visitor, then all the smart dishes come out. All the delicacies come out. The different dastarkhan comes out. Isn't it? Everything changes. Everything looks smart. Because some your ustad is coming home, or your sheikh is coming home. So Allah Ta'ala, when every Ramadan Sharif, He is decorating Jannat for His bandas to come. So when His friend, somebody who is close to Him, is going to enter the haram, what won't be prepared for that person? We read the ahadith that the person who is making tawaf, how many mercies he receives. The person who is reading namaz, how many mercies he receives. The person who is just looking at the Kaaba Sharif, how many mercies he receives. How are we going to receive it if all that time we're looking in our cell phone? We're busy talking with our friend. We are not connecting, we are not tuning in. So how are we going to receive all of that? Allah Ta'ala, give it to me first, Allah give it to you. We're all looking for the same thing.
Shahr mehboob hoga jahan bhi kahin. Shahr mehboob hoga. شہر محبوب ہوگا جہاں بھی کہیں عاشقوں کا سنا ہے وہی ہے وطن پھر مدینے کی لذت کو میں کیا کہوں کاش ہوتا مدینہ میں میرا وطن شہر محبوب ہوگا جہاں بھی کہیں عاشقوں کا سنا ہے وہی ہے وطن پھر مدینہ کی لذت کو میں کیا کہوں کاش ہوتا مدینہ میں میرا وطن
Wherever the city of the beloved is, شہر محبوبہ ہوگا جہاں بھی کہیں. Wherever the city of the beloved may be. And عاشقوں کا سنا ہے وہی ہے وطن. And we have heard from the lovers that they say that that is their beloved town. Wherever their beloved may be. One is the lovers of the dunya. You take Majnu, who is madly in love with Layla. One day he is kissing one dog's paws. People are telling him, Majnu, now you really lost it. Now you are kissing the paws of a dog also. You say, what do you know? This dog is from the street of Layla. Maybe this dog put its paw where Layla's foot went. To your eyes, I am kissing the paws of a dog. To my heart, I am kissing the feet of Layla. That's how pagal people go, with illicit love, love of the world. True love is a love for Allah Ta'ala, a love for Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, a love for the deen of Allah Ta'ala. So he says, شہر محبوب ہوگا جہاں بھی کہی, wherever the city of the beloved may be. So we have heard that the lovers say that that is their city, city where the beloved resides. So then what can I say about the enjoyment of Madina Munawwara? Because that is where our beloved is. The beloved of Allah Ta'ala, our beloved, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So kaash hota Madina mein mera watan. And if only Madina Munawwara was my place of residence. Muyassar baal par hoti to urkar mein waha pahunch jata. If I had wings, then I would have just flew and went away. So many things flooding my mind. All Hazrat Rahmatullah's advices. But we have to stop at some time. Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq that we give up our sins, give up a life of guna, become true bandas of Allah Ta'ala. To go to Madina Munawwara, that not everybody is going to be able to do. You have the tamanna. Tamanna hai. No one to start that now, this now. You can, yeah. Tamanna hai ki gulzare Madina ab watan hota. وہاں کے گلشنوں میں کوئی اپنا بھی چمن ہوتا. بسر اپنی بسر اب زندگی اپنی دیار قدس میں ہوتی. وہی جیتا وہی مرتا وہی گور و کفن ہوتا. You have the tamanna in your heart. The most important thing is to bring deen in our life. Person, maybe he won't ever go. But if he got deen in his life, he got everything. And he can go every year. He can be living there also. He can be going couple times a year. If he don't bring deen in his life, got nothing. Allah Ta'ala give me tawfiq, Allah give you tawfiq. Allah Ta'ala grant the entire ummah tawfiq. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ahli Sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Allahumma laka alhamdu kulluh wa laka ash-shukru kulluh. Allahumma rabbana zalamna anfusana wa in lam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna min al-khasirin. ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار. اللهم إنا نسألك علما نافعا ورزقا واسعا وشفاء. اللهم إنا نسألك حبك وحب رسولك وحب يبلغني ويقدمني نعم. اللهم اجعل حبك أحب إلي من نفسي وأهلي ومن الماء البارد. اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى. اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى، واجعل آخرتنا خيرا من الأولى. اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية والمعافاة الدائمة في الدين والدنيا والآخرة، والفوز بالجنة والنجاة من النار. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، آمين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين، والحمد لله.